我希望你们跟我一样兴奋，我们一起来，因为我们要分享神的话语。
Okay. So just now we read the scripture here, we understand that this Romans chapter 5 was written to people who have already accepted Jesus.
当我们读罗马书的时候，我们知道它的背景呢，是写给已经信主的基督徒。
And they understand that the God's grace is working in abundance in their life.
他们真的知道神在他们生命当中是有非常大的恩典和慈爱的。
True, seriously, when I refer Romans chapter 5, I say for a long time, I really don't understand. He say, what is joy in trials?
当我一开始读罗马书的时候，我真的不明白什么是喜乐。
When you feel pain, how can you be happy?
当你在患难中的时候，你怎么可能喜乐呢？
And I scratch my head and say that God, is it true that we can be joyful when we are in, when we face difficulties?
我就一直在挠头，我就想说，怎么可能在患难中你怎么可能喜乐？这不可能做到的。
Until God began to reveal to my heart the revelation of the word, I say, God, you are so awesome.
当神对我说话的时候，他打开我的心，他启示我，我就明白了。哇，神，你真的是非常的伟大。
Okay, come, let's look at the word of God. I thank God that I got a bit more time today, so I'm privileged. Okay.
我非常的感恩，因为今天我们有非常丰裕的时间，我们来读神。
Okay, so we understand joy, but before we understand what is joy, we must understand what is happiness as well.
当我们在来明白什么是喜乐的时候，我们必须来明白什么是幸福，什么是快乐。
To the people who don't have Jesus in their life, they don't know what is joy. All they know is that there is a thing called happiness.
当我们还不认识神的时候，我们知道有一个词叫做快乐。
And happiness to the world is external, it's not internal.
那我们知道快乐呢，它是由外在的环境来所决定的。
But joy is internal.
但是喜乐呢，是内在的，从内而发出的。
Okay? Happiness is based on chance.
那我们知道快乐呢，它是一个偶然的机遇所产生的，是由外在的环境所影响。
But joy is based on a choice.
那我们知道喜乐呢，它是一个选择。
Happiness is based on circumstances surrounding you.
那快乐呢，是由你外在的环境所决定的。
But joy is based upon Jesus Christ.
但是喜乐呢，我们知道是从神而来的。
So where happiness is a reaction when to an action that happens.
那我们知道快乐呢，它是由一个反应，是某种动作所产生的一种
反应。But joy is the action that derive from God.
当你仰望神的时候，那真正的喜乐是从神而来。
In other words, joy is not responding to something, but an expectation of God coming upon your life. This is called joy that we are talking about.
真正的喜乐，我们今天要谈的真正的喜乐是当我们仰望神的时候，是从他而来的一个喜乐。
When you say you have joy, we are expecting the ability of God to turn up into our situation. That is called the joy of the Lord.
真正的在主里的喜乐，是当我们遇到环境的时候，我们相信神有这个能力去让我们来喜乐。
Joy doesn't come from a lot of things that you have, the riches, the good things, the rings that you have. This doesn't come from that.
真正的喜乐呢，不是由你所拥有的物质上面的环境所带给你的。
Real joy cannot be manufactured.
真正的喜乐呢
cannot be manufactured.
是不可以制造的，是不可以被发明、制造或设计的。
One time we call it artificial pearl, right? But joy, there's no artificial joy.
我们知道有一种人工的珍珠，对不对？但是真正的喜乐，它是不可以被制造的。
Either you have joy or no joy. That's all.
你要不然就有喜乐，要不然就没有喜乐。
Okay, and it cannot be make up. You cannot make up and say that, oh, I got joy, but inside you are struggling.
你不可能假装，因为你说过，你对人说我很快乐，但实际上你的心里非常的忧愁。
And joy comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ.
真正的喜乐是由你跟永生的神建立一种关系而来的。
And also the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, because you are a Christian, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then joy will begin to bubble forth from you.
我们知道喜乐是由神而来的。当我们是基督徒的时候，我们邀请神进入到我们的心中，圣灵就住在我们的心中，圣灵就要用喜乐的灵来充满你。
The more that we surrender to God our life, the more we're going to see the joy of God begins to fill our heart and strengthen our inner man.
当我们越降服于神，我们把我们生命的主权交给神的时候，那真正的喜乐，神就会用他喜乐来充满我们。
And this joy is already inside you.
这个喜乐已经在我们每个人的心中了。
But the problem is that, do you know the joy is inside you or not?
喜乐已经在我们的心中了，但真正的问题是，你真的知道你的心里有喜乐吗？
Can you really be joyful in the time of your trials?
当你 遇到困难的时候，你的心中真的可以喜乐吗？
Okay, so after that, when I go through, you begin to realize, you know where is your stand today.
好，当我们分享的时候，你就要看到神对你生命当中哪一个地方来说话。
This now we read the scripture from, it's a very long scripture, from 1 to 11.
罗马书一到十一章是一个非常长的一个经文。
Okay, and when we look at it, it said, "Oh, so much to read, and what does it mean?"
当你读的时候，你可能说，哇，一到十一节这么长，我到底要怎么读
？I also am boggled by you know all these big words that is being spoken here.
还有很多对我们讲了在保罗对我们讲了很多的话在罗马书当中。
But I When I was praying, I said, God, help me to put into a small little, what you call it, a box that we all can understand. Can you go to the next screen? Yep.
我们一起 PPT 看下一张。
Sorry, because it's too much, I could do minimize the font, okay? So, I think you all can see, right?
Okay? 大家都可以看到这个 PPT。
So, I will summarize all the, from verse 1 to verse 11, the scripture explaining to you what is it all about.
那我就来总结一下，那一到十一节到底对我们讲些什么呢
？Okay, the first thing you must understand that is the love of God.
第一件事你必须要明白的是神
爱。And the love of God will cause him to die on the cross for you and for me.
是神的爱让耶稣愿意来甘心的为我跟你舍命在十字架上。
And if you receive Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus will cleanse you and make you clean.
当我们接受耶稣成为我们救主的话，主的宝血就洗净我们一切的罪。
So far, everything okay?
大家都明白吗？
Yep, okay,
到目前为止。
Okay, so before you became a Christian, you are guilty.
当我们还未接受耶稣成为救主之前，我们都是一个罪人。
Okay? Death is in your portion. Is your portion?
是我们被罪所捆绑的。
And your destiny is hell because you don't have Jesus Christ.
我们人人都有意思，因为我们没有耶稣。
But even though we are still a sinner, that what the Bible say, okay? In verse 8, while we are still in sin, okay?
在第八节的时候
Christ died for us.
在第八节的时候说唯有我们在做罪人的时候基督就为我们罪而死
And then when we are helpless and weak in verse 6 you're talking about when we are helpless and weak you know this is the portion if we don't have Jesus Christ
第六节的时候说因我们还软弱的时候基督就按照所定的日期为罪人死
We can't save ourselves
我们不可以自己救自己的
We find so many times in life, we just do not know where to turn to. We are looking for someone to help us, but we can't help ourselves. Because why? We don't have Jesus Christ.
在我们人生的旅途当中，我们会遇到很多的困难，有的时候我们很无助。为什么我们会这么无助呢？是因为我们没有耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
I don't know about you, but to me it's a real challenge. You say that the word alone.
在对于我来说，当我读这个经文的时候，有一句话深深触动我的心，就是一个词叫做孤单无助。
When you are alone, peace and quiet, to away from the sound is good.
当你远离喧嚣的时候，当你一个人的时候，你非常的孤单。
But when you face a challenge in life, when oppression, when people come against you, and when you are alone, that is very scary.
但当你受到争议或当你遇到困难或者人生当中面临一个重大的挑战的时候当你有这个困难的时候你会非常的恐怖恐惧惧怕
Worse if you are being challenged by someone that is bigger size than you
或者有一个人他比你还要强壮他要挑战你的时候
And you got no one beside you to help you
在你的旁边你却孤立无援
You are even worseThan before.
你甚至比之前的情况还要悲惨。
But if you are a friend of God, but if you are a friend of God,
但是当你是神的朋友的时候
you know that God is beside you.
那你知道神站在你的旁边。
And the sad thing is that because we do not know Christ, at the end of the result is that the wrath of God will come and the judgment will come and the place is reserved for you that is hell.
可悲的是如果当你不认识主的话你最终都会要面临那个最后的审判那是非常的恐怖的
But the praise God that most of us here we understand that we have we have gone over this path of guilty, death and hell to the place of not guilty.
感谢主，因着耶稣基督，我们从一个有罪的一个权势脱离出来，我们进入到一个没有罪的一个新的生命当中。
I like the hammer.
我喜欢第一个就是有锤子的那个画面。
Can you feel the goodness if you say that the judge will hit
the
wooden what do you call it whatever thing that is?
当这个法官一锤定案的时候，你的心中有没有感受到那个一个 goodness 慈爱？
When he said that, not guilty, oh, like a thousand ton just.
当法官说你没有罪，宣告你无罪释放的时候，哇，那一锤的时候，你的心里真的是如千针落千重的石头落在你的心中，终于松了一口气。
But when you say the word guilty,
但当你说这个词有罪的时候
，your whole life just crumble.
你的生命整个被击垮下来。
Let's come back to the good side of it.
好吧，我们还是看好的一面。
Because we are not guilty.Okay, because you are not guilty, we have the new life in Jesus Christ.
因为在耶稣基督里，我们是有一个新的生命，新的盼望。
All of us understand, accept Jesus, we have been saved. We accepted Jesus in our life, we are saved.
当我们信靠耶稣基督，我们看到第一节的时候，他说我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神和好。
And verse 9 and verse 1 and verse 9 is talking about God justify us, means just as we have not sinned.
那我们看到第九节说，现在我们既靠着神的血称义，称义这个词英文是 justify， 它可以翻译过来说，就像我们还没有犯罪一样。
It means that we got a right standing before God.
就证明我们有权利站在神身边。
And not only that, we can access into the presence of the living God.
不只是这样，我们既是靠着他的血称义，我们就可以。坦然无惧地见神的面。
And not only that, we have the favor of God. That is in verse 2, it's talking about the favor, the grace of God that is accompanying you in your life.
不单单是这样，在我们看到第二节，他说我们又借着他因信得进入现在所站的这恩典中，并且欢欢喜喜地接受神的荣耀。
Today, you are no longer an enemy of God.
今天你不再称为神的仇敌。
But today,You are a friend of God.
今天神看你为他的朋友。
And not only God called you a friend, but called you a child of the living God.
神不只是让你成为他的朋友，神更称呼你为神的儿子。
And this is the thing where we call, go back to the first screen first.
回到 PowerPoint 的第一上面一页，上一页。
Yeah. 哎，对。It means that this is what joy is. The part that you know that we become the justified.We have the grace of God accept into the presence of God, friends of God, children of God.
我们看到右边他说接受耶稣得救称义进入神的同在有神的恩宠而且我们是神的朋友。
But so far it doesn't make sense, right?
大家觉得听起来还 OK 吗
？OK，
听得懂吗
？OK， let me explain to you something. OK，
让我跟你解释。
Can I call Charlotte?
好，我请 Charlotte 来到当中。
I would call Charlotte. Sorry.Charlotte, can you come here? I call. Where's my dear friend?
还有一个 Sunny.
Sunny. Okay, let me give you a demonstration.
那我给你们
What do you mean by you say that it joy in trials? Okay.
是患难中的喜乐
Okay. This is Charlotte.
这是 Charlotte.
She is like all of you.
她就像我们当中所有人一样
Okay. This friend here.It's called the enemy. This is called the big bully. Okay.
这位老兄呢是个暴力狂吗
Big bully. Okay.
是个敌人
Okay. Only for a few minutes only. Okay. After that, she's a good girl.
只是这几秒当中，她是啦
Okay. I want you to show her. Okay. What do you mean that you want to, when you want to bully her? What do you do?
我想你示范一下，你是如何暴对她进行暴力
Okay. Try again. Try again. I didn't see it. Sorry. Okay.Okay. When you see this type of situation in life,
当我们看到生命当中发生这样情况的时候
，Okay, when you see this type of situation, does it reflect what is happening to your life?
你有没有觉得这个情况反映当中你生命当中哪一个问题呢
？For young people, this is called the peer pressure in school.
他们有这个同侪的压力。
When someone push you.
当某些人去推你的时候。
Sorry. When someone push you, someone look down on you.
会看轻你的时候。
This is the trial you're going through.
这就是你面临的试炼。
Can she be joyful?
她可以喜乐吗？
She can't.
她不可以。
I also can't.
我也不可以。
I think she will go back and cry and cry and cry, right?
我觉得她要回家偷偷哭，
right? Sister,
对不对？
Which sister? Yeah, she will
对不对？
cry, right?
姐妹们。
Yeah, she will cry. I will cry too, man.
我也会哭的，如果我是她的话。
So this is when we say that this is the problem, okay?
这就是问题。
How can we have joy?
我们如何有喜乐？
Okay? She is big.
她非常的强壮。
And she is tiny, okay?
她非常的瘦弱。
No, no, big, big, okay, okay, I understand, okay? I still love you, Sunny, okay?
我很爱你的 Sunny, 只是比喻啦。
Sorry, I become a bad, mad person, okay? Okay,
我不是坏人。
Now, okay, now let's call all the big, big, big men that I ask. Come, can you come forward, please?
有哪些大智的人？
Big boy. Ah, okay, okay, one more, JJ. Come. Okay. You stand behind this girl.
你可以站在
No, because of space, I think you go a bit further. Okay, you come a bit here. Let the big man stand behind her, okay?
Okay,
stand behind her first. Stand a bit far away from her. I don't want you to be too close. Where are the men? Where are my men? Come on. Who else did I call just now? Hey, or David, Raymond, you are not proper cooperative. Okay, stand behind. Okay.
都站在后面。
Come on, stand one row, big man.
好，我们站成一排，好不好？
Okay,
都站成后面。
Show your muscle, please. Show your muscle.
秀出你的肌肉。
Show that you are a man. Come on.
这不是一个很强壮的男人。
Hey, I'm preaching, man. I need your help, okay? Sure. Come on, sure, man, sure. Yeah, okay. All of you, not one person, okay? All of you, come on.
所有人都好一起。
Show them that you
can. 所有的人都一起做一个动作来秀出你的肌肉。
Yes, okay. Okay, right, okay.These are big muscly men, okay? Big muscly men, okay? They are full of strength, okay? And one punch, you can go down, right? Right? Okay, right. If this young girl here, okay?
这个很年轻的小女生,
okay? She's a Christian now.
她是一个基督徒了。
All this belongs to her.
这些所有的右边所说的都是她的, 属于她的一个权柄。
This is called Emmanuel, Jesus Christ. Okay? Okay, this is called justified. He's the justice. Okay? This is called the grace of God, the favor of God. Okay? And this is called friend of God. This is called the army of the Lord, the victor. Okay? And this is the archangel. Okay?
是天使。
Michael, right? Okay, Michael. Seriously.This is what the Bible says, okay?
这是圣经上所说的。
What we have there is all behind her. It's all behind her.
上面所有的都是Shiloh所拥有的。
Look carefully. It looks very funny, but look carefully. How many times really, which section are you judge yourself, okay?
看哪一个。
Okay, now one more time, you do your bad deeds to her. Do something here.
有一次三
年 Come on, Bill, do something, okay?
事情暴露，来欺负他。
Okay? You shouldn't laugh, okay? You should be, okay, no laughing, okay? Be real, okay? Do something. Okay, really, do again. Oh, she's still laughing, sorry. Okay. I ask you a question.
我问你个问题。
Even though she has all these people behind her,
即使他有这么多的身后，这么多的人站在他的身后。
If she don't invite them beside her,
如果他不邀请他来到他的旁边帮助他
，Do you think that she can be helped?
你觉得他可以的？他可以喜乐吗？他可以战胜吗
？Will she win?
他可以赢吗
？No, right? It's true.
可以对吗
？Even though the big muscly man is there, she will still lose the battle.
当即使他身后有非常强壮的后盾，他还是会输。
But,
但是
，when she begin to understand what she has in Christ Jesus，
当他真正开始了解他的身份和他所拥有的
，this is the joy I'm talking about。
我就是在谈的就是这个喜乐。
If you understand, you're going to be victorious。
当你能明白你是一个得胜者。
You're going to feel yourself that you can stand in all situations in life.
你就可以明白，你可以在你生命当中任何的境况都可以刚强站立。
This revelation is so simple.
这个其实非常的简单。
But how many of us are really understanding the revelation of this truth?
但我们当中又有多少人真的明白这个启示呢？
You judge for yourself.
我们有时会自我定罪。
Carefully ask yourself, where am I today?
轻轻来问自己、
okay.
我今天是站在哪一个位置。
Now let's take a different picture now. Now what you do is that you begin to pray, okay?
当沙漏开始祷告
and you begin to understand the truth of God.
他开始明白神的真理。
Okay, so what do you do? You invite, okay, invite them one by one. No. You go and bring them one by one. Come near you, stand beside you, okay? Get all of them. How many do you want? Okay, pull them. You got to.This is your chance. Pull them, pull them,
pull them. 去把神的恩宠带进来，邀请神的朋友。
Pull them. Yes.
天使来保护他。
Okay, let them stand beside you. Say, stand nearer to me.
让他们一起来围绕着他。
Okay, okay, stand nearer. Okay,
right. 在他的旁边，靠近他。
No, you should turn the other way now, so that everybody can see. Okay, now turn this side, facing me. Okay, come.
都面对着我。
You are not in front. You are not the main attraction. You are behind. You're supposed to be beside her. Okay, beside her. How can you be a bodyguard? Okay, can you guys? How do you become a bodyguard? You tell me. Ah.、
你们怎么做保安的
？How do you become a bodyguard? Not to look beautiful in front of the girls. You're supposed to bodyguard for her. Okay, how do you become a bodyguard? 好。
你是如何做？
Okay, you're always there, right? Okay. Now, this is the bad guy, okay?
这是一个很不好的女孩。
This is the pressure. Trials is called pressure. Very simple. Trial is anything that push you, anything that is coming your way, that brings pain to you. That's called trials, okay? That's what the Bible says.
困难的时候就很多的东西压着你感。
So this is trial.
压力。
Okay? This is pressure. And pressure want to come and...Take over her. Sorry. Move this side, sorry.
好，我们就移到这一边。
Before I hit the mic. Come this side, come. I cannot go near to mic, sorry. Okay. Now, okay. Now, you do your part here.
好，三，你继续
做你该做的。Now you want to bully her again. Bodyguard, what do you do?
继续对她施行暴力。
Come on! Come on, try again!How about the rest behind? What are you doing?
那后面的人在做些什么
呢？ Who is the victor? Who is the power? Who is the grace of God? What do you do?
Okay,
come on. She's coming. What do you do? Yeah.
都是要来保护她的。
Okay, try again. Try again. Try again.
好，那你再试一次。
Try again. Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Give them a clap.
好，我们给他们一个掌声。
If you forget everything what I say today,
如果你刚刚忘了我刚刚所讲的，你都已经忘记
了。Just remember this story, okay?
只是记住这个故事就可以了。
Okay. It is very simple,
非常的简单。
But if you really apply the truth of God into your life,
但你真正的把它运用到你生命当中的时候
，then I say that
那我就
you can have joy in the times of your trial.
那你在患难中你就可以喜乐了。
Simple,
非常简单。
We can go home now, right?
我们可以回家了，耶、yeah!
！Yes.
可以吗
？No，
不可以。
Okay, you still want to hear some more? Okay，
好，你要听更多。
Okay, let's continue the word.
好，我们继续来分享神的话语。
Okay, so brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹们
，This is what I'm talking about joy.
这就是我今天所讲的喜乐。
It means that joy, knowing that all these things that you need in life are always beside you, beside Shalom.
我们要知道，无论在生命当中发生什么事，神呢永远是在你的旁边。
Can you understand the difference? The first scene, when she is alone.
我们看到第一个画面之前的第一个画面，就是当 Shiloh 这个女孩一个人的时候。
Was she in fear?
她心里会有惧怕吗
？She is in great fear.
她是非常的恐惧的。
She fear for her life. She fear for her life.
她为她的生命感到担忧。
But when we look at the third scene.
但是我们看到另外一个画面的时候
no, that's the second scene first.
第二个先看第二个画面的时候之前
She has all the bodyguard.
她有所有的这些卫士们来
保护她。But all the bodyguard are far away from her.
那所有的保镖其实离她都很远的。
But she, if she don't apply, allow this bodyguard to come into her life,
如果他不运用到我们之前所提到的，不邀请这些的神的属性来到他生命当中的时候
，She's still a loser.
他还是一个失败者。
But
但是
，If she's the third sin, she's willing to allow the bodyguard to come and surround her.
当我们看到他开始邀请一个一个神的属性围绕着他来到他生命当中的时候
，Even though the he saw the big ugly man, or no, sorry, the big, okay, the bully want to come and she will still feel a bit of fear there, right? It's natural. We still feel when people want to come against you, you still feel the fear and the pain.
当即使他已经邀请了这些神的属性来他当中的时候，但是当他第一幕看到那个巨人的时候，他还是会非常的恐惧的。
But this time is different.
但是这一次不同了。
She can stand.
他可以站立。
And she said she can make faces on her as well.
她也可以勇敢的在这个巨人的面前做鬼脸。
She can make faces because why?
可以做鬼脸，为什么
？Why? Why?
为什么呢
？Because she knows that all these are beside her.
因为她知道她并不孤单。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，You have the grace of God.
你有在你生命当中，在你的生命当中有神的。
The grace of God caused you to access into the very presence of the throne room of God.
神的恩典你可以因信称义进入到神的恩典当中
You are a friend of God
你是神的朋友
And God is always beside you
神永远在你的身边
You are not alone
你永远不会孤单的
Are you afraid?
你还害怕吗
You won't be afraid
你不会再害怕了
If you know that the King of Kings The one, the archangel You know, Michael holding a swordWaiting for that young lady, the bad lady to come. You think that this bad person will come?
当你还会面临到有人威胁你或者对你产生暴力的时候，你已经不再感到害怕了，因为你知道有一个万王之王，他来保护你。
So, brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
if you understand this is the joy,
如果你能够明白，这就是喜乐。
The joy of knowing.Who you are in Christ Jesus.
这个喜乐是你真的知道你在耶稣基督里的身份。
The joy of knowing where you stand before God.
这个喜乐是让你真的知道你可以坦然无惧的，使你可以坦然无惧来到神的恩典当中。
The joy of knowing that His presence is always with you.
这个喜乐会让你明白你永远不会孤单，因神与你同在。
You will know that joy.Is in your heart.
你知道这个喜乐就在你的心里面。
And when we begin to know that,
当你了解到喜乐
then we can continue to grow in Christ.
那你就可以继续在基督里成长。
Christianity is no more a boring thing.
我们讲基督教的信仰不只是一个很无聊的一个信仰。
Christianity is not a lot of do's and don'ts.
我们不是一些的繁文缛条，就说
but you see,
可以做可以不做。
But you see every day as a challenge. Every day is an opportunity for you to continue to grow in Jesus Christ.
我们看到每一天都是一个新的恩典，对你来说每一天是一个新的挑战。
You begin to see that your relationship with God begins to go closer and closer and closer.
每天你都会发现你跟神的关系越来越亲密了。
And the end of the day, through all these trials, the whole purpose that Paul is writing is that we will be like Jesus Christ.
那最终呢，你就会发现，就好像保罗在罗马书所写的一样，最终我们就会知道，我们有一个目的，就是我们可以欢欢喜喜的进入到神的盼望当中。
Let me give you an illustration.
好，我给你一个示范例。
My son,
我的儿子
Nathaniel.
拿蛋液
At that time when he was facing HSC
当他在高考的期间
And I cannot go too long because of time So one thing is that you understand the HSC who is doing HSC this year?
在这当中有没有人在现在经历高考的
HSC?
或者今年要经历高考的
Okay, good. Okay, never mind. It's okay, good. So you understand the pressure of studying
相信你们都会了解那学业的压力吧
My son works very hard.
我的儿子他 他学习非常的用功。
And we encourage him to work hard.
我们鼓励他去非常努力的学习。
We encourage him to do his best as he can.
我们鼓励他要尽全力来面对高考。
So during his exam, he be studied very hard, day and night. Sometimes he burn midnight oil. He studied right to the next day.
他有的时候经常的非常的就是他会熬夜来读书，用他所有的全力来读书，争分夺秒。
One night.
那有一天晚上
This is after the first few subjects. He came suddenly one evening. He came, 爸爸妈妈。
他考完几科了以后回来，有一天的晚上，他说
His face was very pale.
他的脸是苍白的，看起来。
He said that my mind is blank.
他说我的头脑突然之间一片空白。
Suddenly my mind is blank.
突然之间脑子就不转了。
I don't understand.
我不明白。
And I'm fearful.
我非常的害怕。
So if you are the father,
那我相信在这当中，如果你有做父亲的，
if that is your son,
如果那个是你的儿子，
what do you do?
那你会怎么做呢？
Bring him to see the doctor?
你还是会带他去看医生吗？
Oh, never mind, it's okay.
没关系。
Go and sleep. Go and sleep.
Go and sleep. 会让他去睡觉。
No, he can't.、
啊、
Next day is the exam.
那明天就要考试了。
Next day is the exam.
明天就要考试了。
So what do you do?
那你会做些什么呢？
How can we have joy in trials?
我们怎么可能在患难当中来喜乐呢？
We have been praying for him right even before his exam already.
我们就一直在他考试期间就一直来为他祷告。
When the trial comes,
那当这个困难来的时候，
But this time is upon him.
那这一次他要面临这个困难。
But we feel as well for him because he is my son.
我们真的是感同身受，因为他是我们的儿子。
So we begin to encourage him.
我们就开始鼓励他。
He said, son.
我们就说儿子。
It's okay.
没关系的。
Even though your mind is blank.
当即使你的大脑一片空白。
He said, we begin to encourage him, God is still in control.
我们真的是相信神有绝对的主权。
Don't let fear take over you right now.
不要让恐惧占据了你的心。
I want to encourage you to continue to trust in God.
我鼓励你持续的信靠神。
We begin to pray for him.
我们就开始为他祷告。
In that instant, we pray for him.
在那个场景之下，
we begin to bind the spirit of confusion.
我们就捆绑一切混乱的灵。
We begin to break every fear out of his life.
我们就驱除那恐惧的灵。
The fear of failure.
那恐惧害怕失败的灵。
The fear of not able to succeed.
或者他害怕不成功的灵。
And after praying for him,
那当我们为他祷告之后呢？
We ask him, say, son.
我们就开始问他，我就问他儿子啊。
Take your MP3.
拿 MP3.
Okay, everybody knows MP3, right?
拿出你的
music,
MP3. 我们大部分人都知道你会用 MP3
music,
来、
okay?
下载音乐的那个一个硬盘。
Take your music, the MP3, go up to your room.
好，拿上你的 MP3 去你的房间。
And I want you to go and worship Jesus.
我希望你可以开始敬拜神。
I say that forget about anything about your exam. Just go and worship Jesus.
忘掉所有的一切的压力，忘记你要考试，你就开始来敬拜神。
Invite Jesus. Invite Jesus.
邀请耶稣。
Into your situation.
来到你的环境当中，介入到你现在的境况当中。
Just like Shiloh.
啊，就像 Shiloh.
When he began to invite the third sin, he began to invite all these.Things that God has given to him.
就像第三幕，当 Shiloh 开始邀请一切神的和平
，the peace of God，
和平
，the grace of God，
神的恩典
，the victory of God，
神的得胜
，the power of God，
神的能力
，the success of God，
神的权
success，
神的成功。
He said, invite them into your life right now.
全部邀请他们来到他的生命当中
，and stand on the word of God.
然后就靠着神的话语来站立
，praise him.
赞美神
Declare his greatness.
宣告神的大能
And he went up in obedience. Go to the room and worship about half an hour.
然后他就开始去他的房间一直就敬拜神半个小时
But down here, downstairs, we are praying for him.
那同时间在楼下的时候我们就为他祷告
We as parents begin to do warfare, we begin to speak speak in tongues and by the Spirit that wants to control his life.
我们就开始不停地用方言来祷告，我们来捆绑一切魔鬼撒旦的作为，我们就开始释放那个灵进入他的生命当中。
We want to release the ability of God to come and show out and show forth into his life.
我们就释放神的能力，让神的大能运行在他的生命当中。
And we continue to declare the greatness of God because we know that the God that we serve all these years is a great God who is able to help my son.
我们就来宣告神的大能，我们相信我们所侍奉的永生神，他是蛮有能力的，他是大有能力的，他有可以有能力去解决这一切的问题。
We expect God to turn up right now.
我们也期待神的作为在当中来运行。
This is how much we dare to trust God in.
那就是来考验我们对神的信心。
After about an hour, he came down.
那过了一段时间后，他就下来了。
He said, "Mommy, Daddy."
就说妈，爸爸妈妈。
I feel a peace in my heart.
我感觉到我心里是非常的平安的。
I feel like my mind is once again is able to concentrate now.
我感觉到我可以能够专心的来读书了。
And praise God, he went through the exam the next day.
我们赞美神，他第二天就去考试了。
To cut the long story short, at the end of the day, the results came out.
第二天他考完试了。
You want to know the result?
你想知道他考的结果吗？
This is what we're waiting for, right?
你们是不是一直在等啊？
Amazingly, even through the challenge, his challenge in life, even there's a hiccup there, he got 96.8.
哇，很奇妙的是，他最终高考的成绩是96分的高分。
All glory to Jesus.
我们先把荣耀归给神。
Brothers and sisters, this I'm trying to show to you that God is real.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我在分享，我想告诉大家，神是真的神。
This is the joy that we have as a Christian.
那我们作为基督徒，我们有这份喜乐。
We can stand before the presence of God.
我们在神的面前，我们可以刚强站立，我们可以坦然无惧。
We can declare the greatness of God.
我们可以宣告神的大能。
We can invite all the big power of God to come and release upon our life.
我们可以邀请神来到我们的当中，来释放他对我们的祝福，他神的大能就彰显在我们生命当中。
When you know they are surrounding you,
当你知道，神在你的周围，
you will feel more confident, more boldness than fear in your life.
你就不再恐惧了，而你会感觉到你很刚强，你很勇敢。
Let's continue on.
好，我们继续。
You say, why are we facing trials?
我们为什么会面临患难呢？
Okay.Why I take so much time on talking about this joy? Because if you don't understand joy, all that I'm going to say to you in the rest of it doesn't make sense to you at all.
如果我为什么我花这么大的篇幅来讲如何什么是喜乐？因为这是非常重要的。
So this joy you must have.
我们必须有着喜乐。
This joy you must know.
我们必须知道。什么是喜乐？
When you know you have the joy of the Lord, you are not afraid of any trial that comes your way.
当你真的知道什么是神的喜乐，你有这个喜乐的时候，无论你遇到什么环境，你都可以笑然面对。
So what is trial?
所以什么是患难呢？
What is trial? Is it what is trial first? Sorry. The second one, what is trial?
第二点,
it's very simple, okay? The Greek word for suffering or trials or tribulation, okay, it's talking about pressing or pressure, that's all.
我们知道在希腊文中，那这个患难它其实原意呢是一个压力，一个压迫。
Trial is for the testing of our faith.
那其实这个患难呢，它可以来考验我们的信心。
So you know all trials that come your way, anything that is pressure, anything thatPresses on you, that is called a trial that comes your way.
那任何当中，在你生命当中所碰到的一切的压迫或者压力，这些都可以称为患难。
Okay, why are we facing trial?
那为什么我们会遭遇患难呢？
Okay, I got to go a bit faster. Okay, we often have the tendency of asking the question is that why are we facing this hardship?
那我觉得人都有一个本能，就是我们当我们遇到困难的时候，我们会本能的问为什么这个事情会发生。
When something happens to you,
当一些事情发生在你的身上
，The first question we ask is, why me? Why me?
第一个本能反应就会问神，为什么是我？天哪
！Why not her?
为什么不是他
？Why me?
为什么是我
？Right?
对不对？
It's very natural.
是不是非常的自然呢？
I also asked a question before. Don't worry.
我其实也之前也问过这样的问题啦，不用担心。
But however, brothers and sisters, we must ask. We must go from the asking of why to the place. Go beyond there and to the place called trusting God.
我觉得我们的信心要被扩张，我们不只是停留在要问为什么，而是要跨越到这个环境，就我们要来去往前迈一步，我们的信心要往前迈一步，要相信神是可靠的。
We will know that our confidence will come from the Lord.
我们要知道我们的信心是从神而来的。
God is not telling us when we suffer or when we are going through trials. He said, I'm so happy. I'm going through trial. This is what he said. I'm so happy.
其实神也不会希望我们在困难当中，我们还强颜欢笑，就说啊，我很开心，我很快乐。
Even though you are in pain, he said, Jesus asked us to be happy, be joyful, right? He said, so I can laugh. How can you laugh? Seriously, I ask you a question. If you are in pain, how can you laugh?
神真的知道我们在困难的当中，我们不会笑出来的，所以神是知道的。
The joy here, the rejoicing here, is not talking about happiness. That's not I give you the comparison, happiness. Happiness has to do with something that is external. If you have something external, it will make you happy.
就好像我们之前所讲的快乐和喜乐，快乐是非常容易的，因为它有外在的环境所产生出来。
But joy is coming from within you out.
但我们知道真正的喜乐是从神而来，而从我们的心里涌流出来。
It's your relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
因为我们跟万王之王、万主之主，我们有这样的一个关系。
It's knowing that He has the power to ever to lead you and protect you and give you the victory.
我们知道神有这样的一个能力，他会用他的能力来充满我们，我们会靠着神在困难中夸胜。
He's trying to tell you to rejoice is that you have the assurance in your heart to be joyful knowing that God is there to back you up.
所以我们就在我们困难当中，我们有一个确据，说神就会在那里，他会永远的保护我们。
That you are not alone.
那所以你永远不会孤单。
The Amplified Bible says it very nice.
有一个扩增版的圣经，它是这样翻译的
：Rejoice in your suffering. The translation is being full of joy right now.
那扩增版的圣经，它翻译当中那个喜乐是说你满有喜乐，而且现在就喜乐。
He said, exulting in the triumph of your trouble.
而且你可以在困难当中是那个狂喜。
The word exulting, it means that you're greatly rejoice.
那个喜乐这个那个意思呢，是说它翻译成狂喜，就非常的欢心。
And triumph is talking about victory in your trouble.
而且他讲说，那个是在困难当中你来欢喜。
Rejoice means that you have the ability to praise God in the time of your pain and trouble.
喜乐呢是当你遇到患难，当你遇到痛苦，当你遇到困难的时候，你还是有那个能力来赞美神。
It's the ability that you felt that you felt so different that even though that you know that the pressure is so great, but you can stand and you can lift up your hand and praise God.
就是说在你不再一样了，因为你有这个喜乐，你不再像以前一样，而你可以在这个困难当中你去高举神，你去赞美神。
In the past you'll be shivering with fear.
过去你可能是一个战战兢兢的非常胆怯的一个基督徒。
You are alone.
或者你觉得你是很孤单的。
And you're so afraid.
你非常的害怕。
But now,
但是现在，
Because you know the joy of God,
因为你知道你有神的喜乐，
You can stand up and you canPraise Him.
你可以站在这里，你可以来赞美神。
I cannot help you to experience, but I myself, when in the situation, I can praise God. I understand, but when you go through it, you will understand yourself.
那就是说，当我们以前不是很明白，但我们今天明白喜乐的时候，你可以真正的在困难当中来夸胜。
To persevere, so when you begin to exalt God, it produces.Perseverance in your heart.
我们看到在这个经文当中，他说，因为知道患难是生忍耐。
It's the opposite of quitting.
那忍耐呢？它就是一个反应，就是什么的反应词？它是放弃，你就不会放弃了。
Opposite of giving up.
它是放弃的一个反义词，忍耐是放弃的反义词。
Okay, so persevere is the ability to go through hardship.
那忍耐呢？它是在困难当中你去完成的。无论遇到什么事情，你都会完成到底，这是一种能力。
In most cases, in our mental mind thinking,
那我们脑子里很多时候都有一个想法。
The word difficulty or pressure or challenge or problem is always the word. The thing that we always think is called is beyond our control.
其实很多的困难呢，它是我们无法掌握的。
You cannot control anything. That's why you are so fearful because it's not in your head, but the thing is everywhere.
因为很多的事情它不在你的手中，是超出你所能控制的范围的，所以你没有喜乐。
So when you begin to persevere, the thing that God wants you to do is that you must expect victory to come your way.
但是当你遇到困难的时候，你知道困难它是生忍耐的，忍耐它可以生老练，你就可以形成一种品格。
I want to encourage you. The next time you face a challenge,
当你面对一个挑战的时候
，or even now you are facing a challenge,
或者即使现在当中有弟兄姐妹遇到困难
，I want to encourage you. Don't quit.
不要放弃。
But continue to trust God.
而是要持续的信靠神。
I give you now my example.
好，我给你一个例子。
Can I have one more screen?
PPT 可以有下一页吗
？Yeah. Okay. This is the real me. Okay.
这是真的，我在职场当中的。
This is my job.
这是我的工作。
I'm a packer.
我是一个包装的一个工人。
Okay. I'm working in a pharmaceutical company.
我在一个公司上班，一个包装公司。
And I need to drive a forklift.
我每天都要去开一个铲车，就是这样子的。
Forklift got many types, got the small one, got the big one.
其实铲车它分有非常的多的种类。
That's called a pallet jack.
你看到这个呢，它是很像一个托盘一样的。
In small company, use a pallet jack, it's easier.
通常一个小公司，我们通常都会用这种小托盘型的一个。
But if you want to put something above.You can't use a pallet jack.
但是当你要推很多东西的时候，你无法用这个小托盘型的铲车。
So, I remember last year, you know, our company suddenly changed our forklift.
我记得去年的时候，我们公司突然之间引进了一个新的一个铲车。
It's called a high-reach forklift.
这是一个非常的一个叫那个高端高型的那个铲车。
It means it can go about that high.
哇，它可以去到那么高哦。
Okay, so I got a pallet.
所以我有一个托盘型的铲车了。
Okay,
之前用的。
And I got to reach that high.
那我不要够到那么高。
So this is my job.
那这就是我的工作。
And I haven't driven this before.
那我其实之前我根本就没有驾驶过这类型的铲车。
I driven small one, but I don't drive the big one.
我都是开小型的。
So to me, it's a challenge.
所以对我来说是一个困难。
I'm afraid, seriously.
我对这个挑战非常的害怕，说实话。
Think.
那最糟糕的是。
The worst thing is that some people drop me in for being slow.
所以，而且最糟糕的是说，有人背后说我做工非常的慢。
He complained to the supervisor, say Andrew is driving too slow.
他就对我的 supervisor 说我非常的慢，没有效率。
I just learned only a few weeks, and I got to drive fast.
那其实我只是开了几周而已，我无法开得很快。
I still do not know how the function is, and I got to drive faster.
我连它的功能都不是很了解，我如何更快的去驾驶它呢
？It is great pressure to me.
对我来说很大的压力。
And the worst thing is that I've been told by my supervisor, you need to change.
而且更糟的是，我已经跟我的 supervisor 讲，请你换一台。
Other people are doing a slow one, they are okay. But me, I got it.
为什么别的人都是开另外一个，而我就要开这个
？Have you asked a question before when you go through trials?
你有没有这样问过神
？How come he or she didn't get it? How come I get it?
所以，当你的患难中，你有没有这样抱怨神说：为什么是他？为什么是我经历这样的事？为什么不是他？你不拣选他
sisters, ？Remember, we are children of the living God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我要知道，你们要知道，我们是永生神的儿女。
And as children of God, God has given us the privilege to grow.
那神，那他就会让我们在基督里来成长，这是我们的一个特权，让我们可以在主里长大成熟， 让我们更卓越。
That Christ will form in our life.
那耶稣基督他就会在我们的身上来做工。
That's why He allowed things to come into our life.
这就是为什么神允许一些的情况发生在我们的生命当中。
So that you will trust God even more.
那我们就会更多的来信靠神。
And you will not be afraid.
那你就不再害怕了。
So going back to my story.
那我们就回到我刚刚说的那个故事当中。
My first week reaction wasn't very good.
我第一个反应其实不是很好，那前几周工作的时候。
I asked the question, why me?
我就问神，为什么是我？
I wasn't happy, and they say that I reacted badly.
我一点都不好，所以我的态度不是的非常的好。
But I know I got to change.
但我知道我需要改变。
If I want my job.I got to change.
如果我还是继续想在这个工作岗位上，那我就要改变。
If not, you say find another job.
要不然的话，我就要找另一份工作。
So I take the challenge.
所以我就接受了这份挑战。
I struggle, brothers and sisters, to drive that forklift.
当中内心非常的挣扎。
It was difficult.
其实非常的困难。
You put the they got three speed, 1, 2, 3. I'm using number 1.
它是叫一二三，就像一个速度一样。我是选了那个第一档的速度。
They asked me to go number 3.
其实他们是让我达到三。
I want to faint.
那我就觉得晕了。
But one thing is that.
但是有一件事。
The first week wasn't good because why? I struggle. I try to use my own strength to learn to drive.
那为什么第一周我工作并不是非常顺利呢？因为我用自己的力气，我就想要战胜这个困难。
And I was angry. I was still angry with the people who taught me in.
而且我非常的气愤，因为那个人背后讲我的坏话。
As I was praying,
那我就在祷告。
And I was asking God, say, God, please help me.
那我就问神，我就祷告神说，神啊，求你来帮助我。
God asked me to let go.
那神就让我来放手。
Let go the people that are not good to you.
也是来饶恕那些人，他背后讲我话的那些人，伤
害我的人。Forgive them.
来原谅他们，饶恕他们。
And Jesus said, let me come in.
那神就说，你邀请我进入到你的心中。
So I begin to pray.
所以我就开始祷告。
This is not the word joy, remember? Joy?
还记得喜乐吗？
Joy means allowing the grace, the big man grace to come in beside me.
就好像刚刚那个我们讲的那个例子当中的，我们在我们喜乐，我们邀请那些神的属性来帮助我们的时候，我们就有这份喜乐。
Joy means allowing the wisdom of God, ability of God to come into my situation.
那神的喜乐就是当我们邀请神进入到我们生命当中来释放他的大能。
And allowing the power of God to flow through my driving.
那要求圣灵来帮助我，给我能力来开这个高产车。
So my mindset began to change.
所以我的思想模式就有一个很奇妙的转变。
I began to understand.
我就开始明白。
I'm not alone.
我不是孤单的。
God is beside me.
万军之耶和华在我的背后帮助我。
Even though it still hurt inside.
其实我的内心即使还是有一些的伤痛。
I know this time that God is beside me.
但是我知道神是帮助我的。
I begin to rest upon the ability of God to do something in my life.
我就开始安息在神的面前，让神的灵降在我的身上。
I begin to praise Him.
我就开始赞美神。
I begin to thank Him for making me a very capable and skillful to drive the forklift.
我就开始赞美神，因为神他会给我这个能力，我做工的这个技巧，神都会加添给我。
Praise God! After a few months,
那这样赞美神几个月之后，神迹发生了。
I begin to get better and better.
我的工作表现就越来越好。
Today,
今天。
Last time I used to like to use the pallet jack.
那之前你知道我以前都是用这种高托盘
的
那种铲车。
That's the easy way out.
它非常的简单方便。
But today,
但是今天
I love to use that forklift.
我自己已经很愿意 enjoy 享受在用这个非常难的这个高铲车。
And when I drive, it was.
当我开车的时候，我感觉到非常的娴熟。
I feel good inside me.
我心里很开心。
Some people are still driving number 1.
那有些人还是会开那个，我们就一二三档，还是会开一档。
But nobody drop them in.
但是没有人在说我了，我还是开这么慢啊？为什么呢？
At the end of the day.
那最后。
I begin to look back.
我就回头看的时候。
I begin to understand that people made it evil for me, but God turned it around and made it good for me.
当我开始回头看的时候，你看在人看来不好的事情，可是在神的手中，那坏事就会有好的结果。
You find in Romans 8:28, okay?
那就看在罗马书五章。
I have no need to tell because I got no time. Sorry, you go back and read Romans 8:28. People, God work all things together for good to those who love Him and to those who are called His purpose.
就像在罗马书章所说，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是为他的旨意所招的人。
Brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
I have learned to trust God even more every day in my work.
我就每一天在我的生命当中不停的去学习如何更多的信靠
神。Because now I understand the joy that God has given to me.
因为现在我了解了那个从神来的喜乐，不停的充满我。
So every time I face a challenge, I know that God will back me up.
所以当每一次当我遇到患难跟挑战的时候，我都知道神在背后帮助我。
Brothers and sisters, these are opportunities that God has given to you and I.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，这是神给我们一个非常好的学习的机会。
It's whether you want to receive it with joy or you can rebel against it.
而且你会有那个从神来的喜乐。
And at the end of the day, when you begin to persevere like me,
当你到最后的时候，你好像我一样，像经文上所讲的，患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练。
And the character of God begins to form inside me.
那神的属性就不断的在你生命当中彰显出来，你就会有非常好多的属灵的品格。
I begin to feel more like I'm a bit more and more like Christ Jesus.
那我们就会越来越像耶稣。
And this is the desire of God for you and I.
这也是神对你我的心意。
That God can be trusted in all our situations.
无论任何的情况，神都是可信的。
Let's go to the strength of character.
好，我们接下来去到一点，就是忍耐生老练。
No, not yet. Sorry.
啊，还没有到。Sorry.
Never mind. It's okay. The strength of our character.
好，这是一个老练的性格，一个坚强的性
格。But it is a character is a choice.
弟兄姐妹们，我们一个品格是一个选择。
The character inside you does not come from education.
那我们这样的一个品格，不是说你受了多好的教育。
It's not from training.
也不是说你经过了多少多的训练。
It cannot be downloaded from internet.
也不可以马上就有，马上从网络上当下来。
Or character can have character to reading a book. You can't.
你不可以是说你读一本书，你就马上有一个这样好的品格。
Character is not something of the outside where you can see.
那品格不是说你在外在所看到的一个表面的东西。
But something that is formed within. Thank you.
它是由心而发出的，你可以从心里面感受到的。
Okay, it's something from within. Okay, Christian character.
里面出来的。
Okay, how to know whether character of a person is not on Sunday morning when I see you in church, you look holy, holy before God.
我们怎么知道一个人的品格呢？不是说你在今天主日的时候，我们看到每个人看起来都非常的
full of smile.
我们满脸的微笑。
Oh, you're so happy, you're so spiritual.
看起来非常的喜乐，非常的属灵。
But the real character of you is when no one.Is watching you.
你知道吗？真正的品格是说，当一个人的时候，没有任何一个人看你的时候，那个才是你真正的你。
When you go through life storm,
当你经过人生的风雨
，and when there is no one to help you,
当你孤立无援的时候
，when things doesn't go your way,
当事与愿违的时候
，that's when your character, the real character of you, comes forth.
那就是真正的你，你真正的品格就是在那段时间所磨练出来的。
The development of our character is a byproduct, okay? That when we go through perseverance of trials, our character of Christ begin to come forth.
我们知道品格它是会经过磨练的，它是在磨练当中所产生出来一个果子。
So brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
just as you understand, how can we have victory?
想你们知道我们如何得胜呢
？How can we have victory?
我们如何得胜
？Just take it.
我们拿
？No.
不是。
You want to have victory, you got to fight, right?
你想去成功，你就必须要去争取这个成功。
When you fight, then you have victory.
当你去打的时候，就像打仗的时候，你才会有这个成功。
It's not something you buy from the supermarket.
不是你像在超市买一样东西一样。
But you got to fight.
但是你必须去努力争取。
And the same thing as well that the development of our character is that when we begin to persevere in battle, that's when our character is built.
同样的，那我们要在我们的患难当中产生出这个品格，我们才有这个经过这个熬炼之后，我们才会生成这一个好的品格。
So brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我鼓励你。
Use every opportunity of what you're going through in life every day, not just one day, every day.
抓住你每一天，每一天生活当中你所遇到的每一件事情，它都是一个机会来磨练你。
To let God build the character inside you.
去让神亲自来塑造你的品格。
So that Christ will be formed inside you.
所以神的灵就会住在你的里面。
So that when I see you, I see Christ inside you.
所以当我看见你的时候，我就看到了耶稣基督。
Because the way you talk reflect Christ inside you.
因为我们的一言一行都反映了基督的荣美。
When I begin to hear you pray, I know that you are the person who knows God.
当我听你祷告的时候，我就知道你是一个是真知道耶稣的人。
It's very simple. Whether I can see a person is matured or not is when you start to pray.
其实非常的简单，我看一个基督徒是否成熟，那我就听他的祷告。
When you begin to pray, I know where your spiritual level is.
当我听他祷告的时候，我就知道他的灵命程度是到哪一个阶段。
So you can't bluff God. You can't bluff people.
不可以骗人。
Because one thing is that it is prayer is out of your relationship with God.
为什么？因为祷告其实是你内心当中，祷告是一个与神的关系。
If you are a person who don't come to God every day, your prayer is always very, very, very shallow.
如果这个人不是每一天来到神的面前，那他的祷告一定是比较短。
And instead, you tell me that you don't know how to pray. You are a person who don't talk to God any time of the day.
所以我就知道，当一个人他不怎么祷告的时候，他其实内心深处他跟神没有关系，所以他不知道要怎么跟神来交谈。
So your character is not built.
所以我们的品格就很难被塑造出来。
And you are not growing.
我们就很难成长。
But today, God is allowing these things to happen so that it will push us to the presence of God.
所以神其实今天是用我们生命当中所有的一切的困难，是使我们可以长成耶稣基督的身量。
And building the character, it produces hope inside us.
我们知道盼望生忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
And hope, the simplest definition for hope is called confident and trust in God.
其实盼望它的意思呢，本来就是说我们单单来信靠神。
At the end of the day, when we know that our hope is in Jesus Christ, we know we are unshakable.
因为我们知道我们的盼望是从神而来的，所以这个盼望是不可能被摇动的。
How do we overcome trials?
我们如何在困难中夸胜呢？
Okay. As I said to you before, it's our ability to praise God.
就像我之前所谈到的，其实喜乐是一种能力，有赞美神的一种能力。
In the scripture, it says that the spirit of the glory of God rests upon you.
其实是在一个经文当中有说过。
In verse 2, I think so.
你们若为基督的名受辱，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你那里。
Okay, and the spirit and the hope of the glory of God. Okay, the glory of God is where the presence of God is.
其实神荣耀的灵就是神，他会在我们的身边，用他的荣耀来充满我们。
Since God is near to us when we suffer through trials,
所以当我们为基督的名受辱，或者当我们遇到困难的时候，
His glory, His presence will be with you.
那神荣耀的灵就会住在你的里面。
Praise God, we know that going through trials is very painful.
赞美神，但我们知道，在我们经历这些患难的时候，这个痛苦，这个过程其实是非常痛苦的。
It's very hard to go through trials.
经历患难是一个不容易的事情。
But worst thing is that when you go through it alone.
但是更糟的是什么？是一个人来面对这些痛苦。
No one with you.
没有人帮助你。
No God with you.
没有神。
No presence of God with you.
也没有神的同在。
No presence of God with you.
没有神的同在在你的身边。
You'll be more painful.
那你就会更加的痛苦。
But when you understand,
但当你明白
that the friend of God,
但你是神的朋友
the presence of God,
神的恩典
the grace of God,
神的美善
the power of God upon you,
神的能力在你的里面
we know that we can face with the challenge.
那你就知道你可以来面对这些困难。
And at the end of the day,
那在最后的时候
we can use the word,
在最终你可以说
I count it all joy.
我靠主常喜乐，我凡事以主为大喜乐。
let's give you the last illustration and I'll close.
那我最后要很快的做一个。
Remember, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
我们知道在但以理书有一个经文是这样子。
Many a times, our trials are like that.
就好像我们经历过一些患难，就好像在但以理书，当尼布甲尼撒王对那三个被烧的至高者的仆人。
Go back and read in Daniel chapter 3.
沙德拉米沙在但以理书三章二十五到二十六节，我们可以回家去读。
I just summarize the whole thing.
我就总结一下。
They are thrown in the fire because they choose not to worship the God of Nebuchadnezzar.
他们被丢到火中，因为他们拒绝去敬拜别的神。
And they were thrown in the fire.
所以他们就被人捆绑，然后丢在火中。
And the Bible said that the fire was seven times much hotter than before.
我这个圣经当中说，这个火是有七比平常的火还要热七倍。
One time he said that even one of the soldiers was burned up because of the fire.
那有一个士兵就是因此他就在那个火被烧成灰烬。
While trying to push the man into the fire.
当他去推这个人的时候，他自己就被烧了。
By the end of the story.
但是在这个故事的最后。
The king was so amazed.
那这个尼布甲尼撒王就非常的惊讶。
He said, "Didn't I see a fourth man?" In the furnace,
他就说我见有四个人，并没有捆绑，在火中游行，也没有受伤。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，All I'm talking about the joy is that the fourth person will turn up in your midst.
我今天所讲的喜乐都是跟这第四个有关的，第四个人。
The fourth person must turn up in your situation.
在这第四个人呢，会在你生命当中出现的。
Because you trust in God.
因为你信靠神。
Because you lean upon Him.
因为你单单的倚靠他。
Because you obey Him.
因为你顺服神的旨意。
Because you believe in Him.
因为你相信神。
He will come out.
他就会在你生命当中显现。
He will show forth.
他就会显现在。
And this is the fourth person that God wants to reveal into your life.
在这个画面，神就会让你看到，他就是那第四个人，他乐意显现他自己。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹们
，A lot of us are going through even at this moment。
我们知道当中有很多的弟兄姐妹在患难当中。
And it is not an easy thing。
这是一个不易的事。
There are times when you begin to cry and cry and cry。
你一定会在这个困难当中，你会哭，你会痛苦。
And God is saying, you are telling God, say, why?
你也会不断的问神，为什么？为什么？为什么是我
？Why me？
为什么是我
？Why must I go through？
为什么我要遭受这一切
？Am I cursed？
我是不是被咒诅
？Am I that bad？
我是不是非常的可怜
？God is saying to you，
神在对你说
，No，
不是
，Because why？
你知道为什么
？He is with you，
因为他与你同在。
All that God wants you is that you must allow Him to come beside you。
我们需要做的就是来邀请他来到我们的生命当中。
Let the joy of God come into your life。
让神的喜乐充满你的生命当中。
Like I say before，
就像我之前说的
，Every word I speak，
你忘记我所有之前所说的一切。
Remember the story of Shallot。
你只要单单的记住。那个 Shallot 小女孩
Bring home Shallot into your situation.
让 Shallot 的故事也发生在你的生命当中。
She's a film star now.
她现在好像是一个明星一样。
Okay, so let us focus. Let us focus on him.
定睛在耶稣的里面。
Let us allow not on the situation, not on the pain.
让我们不要只是单单的定睛在我们的痛苦患难当中。
And one thing is that let us look forward.
我们要往前看。
Let's look forward that Christ, that this Jesus Christ we are talking about every week will be revealed in our life.
我们要看到，我们每一周，我们每一天，我们都在谈论这个耶稣基督，他住在我们的里面。
When I see you,
当我看到你的时候
，I can see Jesus Christ.
我就可以看到耶稣基督在你的里面。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
好吧，我们一起举起我们的手。
Can I ask the musicians to come?
我们来祷告。我们邀请敬拜团。
Just give me a few more minutes, and I'll close. Okay.